Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
My brother got married on the weekend and I thought about the wedding day itself. It is the longest day ever for the bride and groom.
It is.
You got this day and it's a long day and it's a beautiful day and it's a memorable day and it's filled with all this love and joy and celebration and then festive. Now, right, they've got to get to there the first night. So I tell my brother, little pep talk, listen, muni wari ni man, don't worry if it's not going to, you know, it's not that great. I'm not saying that it's, I'm just, don't set the bar too high. Don't set the bar too high. On a recent article that was online about bride and grooms on their first night, the actual what happens are hysterical. Because the last thing that you feel like, really, and I'm going to be deadly honest here, you know in the back of your mind, oh, this is what's traditional. Now we got to go do the hokey pokey. And it's now Saturday night or Friday, whenever, and I'm so tired. Ladies, your feet are killing you.
Now, by Hakka, the yellow dog.
Guys, you're feeling like kapoopadadad, right? All you actually want to do is just give he or she a big smooch and go sleep. This is rare what you will do. So here's the question I want to ask you. What really happened?
Straight to the point.
What really happened on the big day?
Yes, good morning, Ryan and team.
Morning.
So yeah, my wedding night, me being a wedding planner at that stage, I planned everything down to the T.
Right.
So everything was in place. It was quite a big day, 120 guests. Rolls Royces, everything was arranged. Had a very nice wedding, good day. By the time we got to the room, I was so tired because I was making sure everything was going very well that day. So I was extremely tired. So husband went to bed, he was waiting for me. I went to the bathroom, planned a nice big shower. But by the time I got to the bathroom, I realized, oops, the amount of pins that I have in my hair, the guy that actually did my hair, put in like so many pins, and I think I had like 60 pins in my hair. So I ended up sitting in the bathroom for almost an hour, taking out these pins, and by the time I got to the room, husband was full of sleep, and I was very happy because I was way too tired for anything else except the water.
These stupid pins, man.
That is brilliant. And it's normal. This is the thing, is that there's so much expectation around that. You got your whole lives. You can get up the next morning. It doesn't have to be there. But that was so well planned. Shame, there's hubby. Lying there waiting. Yeah, okay. Okay, happy days. Here we go. Happy days. Let's I'm just going to wait on. 5 more minutes.
On our wedding night, we had a lovely day, firstly. We had hired a venue, caterers, all of that. I'm going to tell you that I think that the food was amazing because every time we dished a plate of food and we sat down to eat, we were asked to take a photo or a speech was about to happen. And every time we got back to the table, our food was gone. So by the time the evening was done and we were making our way to the hotel, we were so hungry and it was so late that the only place we could get food was at the garage. So we stopped at a garage and we got pies and chocolates and snacks, and we took that to the hotel room and we ate when we got to the town because we were starving.
I smile. Yep. At 4 a.m. we left the party that was being held at my parents' place, and we walked down a dirt road to a shed where my parents' caravan was parked. My wife and I crashed until about 8 a.m. the next morning, or it was already morning, and rejoined the party that was still going, making breakfast on the fire. This party was talked about for many years afterwards, so quite an epic wedding.
Look, a bit of background. My wife and I, before getting married, didn't want to, well, we wanted to, but didn't want to do the wild monkey dance before
Correct.
We got married.
Got you.
And so much so, I mean, when I visited her at her mom's house before the sun went down, I left, and if she visited me, I made sure that, you know, as the sun was about to go down,
boom,
she left the wife to go home.
Got you.
So, on our wedding day, you know, speeches were made, all the regular things are done. We did our dance. Lunch got served, and as everyone was eating, we slipped out. Made off all the way to Sabi, and we had a wonderful evening.
Exactly. Listen, let me tell you something. That is stunning. Because I think in this day and age as well, it's very, very rare, and I would say it's rare, that couples go into a wedding with that mindset, where that they've kind of saved themselves for the wedding night. And then you can just imagine, right, like as any young couple would, the need to, we've come this far, we're so close, this is it. We're like, okay, guys, enjoy the wedding. We're out of here. There goes John. They're out of here. Where are they going to? Nah, they're gone. That is stunning.
Now, the security guard actually moaned at me as we drove out because my front wheels made some noise.
It's a high speed out of there. The World Cup final, I think, was on my wedding day.
Ooh.
And it was a huge one. And again, two brides, you've got to be, you don't have to be, but thanks for accommodating the sport-loving, crazy people that want to watch sport. So we didn't have it at the venue. We didn't have it on. And it was before a time when you could stream. The event.
Yes.
So the guys had to make a plan and go and then, record it and this and that. No one would, don't tell the score, don't say anything about the score. And so, because you don't plan, you plan a wedding day, maybe a year or two, sometimes even longer in advance. You don't think about, there's going to be a final of a...
Please tell me you watch the replay on the wedding night.
Yeah.
Rocky.
I did. Fell asleep, though.
The next day we watched them. Get ready on that.
Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.